Good morning, everyone. The Bank of England has warned that there is evidence that risks it had identified as related to Brexit are now emerging. The bank's Governor Mark Carney announced the bank will reduce the amount of capital that banks need to hold in order to free up more money. Now, the new capital requirements will free up as much as £150 billion for lending to businesses and households. Mark Carney also said the bank will need to cut rates and take other measures, though they can't fully offset the shock of the Brexit vote.
The UK has entered a period of uncertainty and significant economic adjustment. The efforts of the Bank of England will not be able to fully and immediately offset the market and economic volatility that can be expected while this adjustment proceeds.
Mark Carney there, and the pound has hit a fresh 31-year low against the US dollar as markets remain edgy in the wake of that Brexit vote. At one point, the pound was at its lowest level against the dollar since September 1985 and its lowest level against the euro since 2013. Analysts have blamed the ongoing uncertainty around the Brexit vote, but there was also caution on Wall Street as well, where shares have fallen overnight. Now at the close, the Dow lost 0.6%, the Nasdaq fell 0.8%, while the S&P 500 finished down 0.7%. In London, however, the FTSE rose 0.3%. Checking commodity prices, both West Texas crude and Tapis crude are trading around at around $47 a barrel, while gold is trading at around $1,356 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 75 US cents, 67 euro cents, and 57 pence sterling.